This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
AM, coming up on this morning on KBOO is Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. At 10:15, Flashpoints features an update on the Bradley Manning trial. At 11, Rosalie Regal talks about her life as an oral historian and activist, and her book, Doing Time for Peace, Resistance, Family, and Community, which is based on interviews with peace activists who have spent time in jails and prisons. Thanks, KBOO members, for your generous support for Community Progressive Radio. If you are not a KBOO member, you can become one by going to kboo.fm. Click on Donate Today. Now this.
Do you love listening to KBOO? Want to get involved in the great programming you hear? Become a volunteer. KBOO's volunteer orientation will be Tuesday, August 6th at 6 p.m., located at Southeast 8th and Ankeny in Portland. Questions can be directed to Ani at 503-231-8032, extension 213, or by email at volunteer@kboo.org.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Friday, July 26th, 2013, and you're listening to KBOO, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. Get this, at Bradley Manning's court-martial at Fort Meade, today is closing arguments for the defense, but there's more. And lo and behold, cell phones have been banned from the courtroom, and it's on virance for the press. Don't know about anybody else, but Kevin Gostola with Biodog Lake reports that he's unable to have a cell phone in a courtroom anywhere near the court, outside the courtroom, anywhere, as I understand it, around the building. We are nonetheless going to try to reach Kevin Gostola later on in the program. There's a great deal more coming up. It's been a busy week all round for anyone who cares about civil liberties. And the U.S. is promising Edward Snowden that they won't torture or kill him. Oh, just please come home, Eddie. Eddie, come back. Well, so far, Eddie has not answered their pleas. I mean, you make me an offer I can't refuse. They promised not to kill me or torture me. Right. And 10 of the 11, that's 10 of the 11, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act court judges were appointed by, conservatives, and this is under the chief court judge John Roberts's rule. First, this though from the National Weather Service. We have standing by Brandon Toy, who has the most extraordinary story to tell. We've been trying to reach him all week. His I Quit saga is truly, I think, an act of courage. We'll get to that in just a moment. Let's first breeze through the weather for Cascadia over the weekend. Today we've got sunny skies, high in 84. And tonight, clouds moving in overnight, lows around 57, a little bit of a breeze. And Saturday, it's the forecast for clouds throughout the morning, gradually burning off, and then we end up with a high around 77, calm winds, and for Saturday night, more of that overcast cloud cover moving in, lows around 56, and a Sunday, mostly sunny, highs near 74, for Sunday night, partly cloudy, lows around 56. So a pattern emerges indeed, bringing us full circle to Monday morning. The alternative forecast, the waning gibbous flower moon in Aquarius, is 18 days old. Synodic forecast. They're still with the root vegetables, berries, bulbs, onions, biennials and perennials, pretty much anything. They're a flexible crowd. The biodynamic outlook moon in Aquarius, it's an air sign, so flowering plants and sidereal people say. With the moon, this particular moon, it's the best sign for planting soft fruit. It's the time of maximum water intake for plants. And that's it for the forecasts, both alternative and conventional. Before we begin our romp through the news from around Cascadia today, I want to get straight to our first guest, Brandon Toy. I'm very, very fortunate to have him with us today. Brandon Toy has just resigned from his position as an engineering project manager at the military contractor. Wait for it. Listeners are going to... there'll be reaction. He worked for General Dynamics, and they have a long and sordid history, as many listeners know. We're going to speak with him now. Good morning, Brandon. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you so much. This is your story, which you spoke to Common Dreams about it. You have talked about this, but you mentioned cognitive dissonance for the last two or three years, the burden of the truth and what the consequences of actions were, and balancing that with the need to... to make a living, after a while, that becomes untenable. Can you tell listeners a bit about what happened and what triggered your break with General Dynamics?
Yeah, sure. So, like I said, for the last two or three years, I have been coming to realize the truth of some of these actions that we're taking, drone warfare, and mass surveillance most recently, and some of these other things that are not so much in the mainstream media. And I came to see my own participation within the military-industrial complex as a conflict with how I felt inside and what I thought was good actions of the world, what a responsible player in the world would undertake. And this conflict with that in me built, and it started off small, and it just kept increasing as I became more confident that what I was experiencing was not it was true. It wasn't just something that I had made up in my mind. It wasn't conspiracy theory that I was seeing anymore. The evidence has been laid out by whistleblowers and activists, such as Bradley Manning and Edward Snowden and some great journalists like Glenn Greenwald and Jeremy Scahill and many others. And it got to the point where it was either I stayed there and gave in, so to say, started to, go along to get along, become one of them, accept it, resign myself to being a part of the complex, or I made a complete break from it. And once I decided to make a complete break for it, I felt it was an absolute right decision. A great weight was lifted off of it.
And you've was there any form of retaliation? Because obviously, this makes General Dynamics has gone to great pains to for a huge defense contractor to keep a low profile, and some of there have been incidents in the past that the company would rather not see in appearing in the media. And I wondered if you've experienced retaliation, or if you, when you're looking, deciding to work in other fields, that you felt that General Dynamics, have they taken any actions?
I'm not aware of any action that they've taken yet. I haven't been contacted by the company. And anybody that has been contacted General Dynamics to ask about me has been told we're aware of the situation, but we don't have any comment. I've spoken to a couple of people that are still on the inside, and there was pretty widespread shock. And now that email, my resignation letter is being passed around as contraband, basically.
Really? And so do others share your feelings about what the company's up to?
Well, the company
and the whole machine, architecture of power that it is major contributor to.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. General Dynamics is part and partner with many militaries around the world, mostly the United States military, which is their biggest customer. But they deal arms to whoever will buy them, basically, with a few exceptions. And in one form or another, they've been around for the last 100 years. So any conflict that's taken place in the last 100 years, the equipment that General Dynamics make has been a part of it. Now, when we say defense contractor, it's a euphemism, of course, for war profiteer.
Yeah.
General Dynamics has been profiting from warfare, death, and destruction for the last 100 years.
And on that note, as you point out in the letter, there are a few quotes in it that I did want to refer to. Just before we let you go, we have up against time constraints here. As you say, you are you're only a foot soldier, but if every foot soldier threw down his rifle, war would end. Do you want to say talk a little bit about that and why people don't? What do you think? I mean, that's asking for speculation. Why doesn't everyone just put down the gun or the pen or the iPad or whatever and say, that's it, we had enough?
Well, sure, there's a couple of things at play. First, when you work for a contractor like that, or you are a part of the military, your whole world is built around that persona. And everything you see, the symbology, the talk around you, the work you do, the customers of your work are within that world. So your world is very much psychologically based within the military-industrial complex. To go against that is to take a completely unknown, unfamiliar route away from what is providing you with shelter, food, your family security, health care. That's a big sacrifice. And when there's no support system around you, when that message isn't reinforced, especially not in the mainstream media, it's hard to detach yourself away from that. It almost takes a leap of faith. Another thing is, you're familiar with the prisoner's dilemma. If I throw mine down, what does it mean the next guy's going to throw mine down? They're just going to replace me with somebody else. So if we don't all do it at the same time, then and nothing has changed. But in the end, I decided that that really didn't matter to me. I wanted to make my statement. I wanted to have my voice heard. I spent 10 years working for the war profiteers, working in the military, and I wanted to say, hey, you know what? This is enough for me. Take a look at what's going on. I've had enough. I'm not going to be a part of it anymore.
Brandon, thank you so much for that. We'd like to have you back to talk to listeners about a few stories from the front lines in this strange mirage-like, ever-shifting arena of warfare that we've created for ourselves and now can't seem to find our way out of. Brandon Toy has been my guest. He is, of course, just resigned from his position as an engineering project manager at General Dynamics. Thanks so much for that. In the brief time that we have left, I just want to get this to you. The recent leaks about governments, about the NSA focused attention on the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court and its role in deciding how intrusive the government can be. What people haven't been talking about, maybe this is exactly what we should be talking about, is actually Chief Supreme Court Justice John Roberts, who is central to the construction of these courts in making assignments to the court. Chief Justice Roberts, more than his predecessors, has chosen judges with conservative and executive branch backgrounds. It is absolutely without question the FISA court more likely to defer to government arguments than domestic, that domestic spy programs are necessary. Next week, Gaza Sky Geeks, puts together venture capitalists with people who have ideas and want to turn them into companies based in Gaza. Since opening its doors about a year and a half ago, Gaza Sky Geeks has brought hackathons, tech events, workshops, computer hardware to the largest city in the Palestinian territories. This has been Air Cascadia for Friday, July 26, 2013. Sam Parrish engineered the show today. Thanks, Sam. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBAM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take the stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Flashpoints, the Bradley Manning trial resumes as the prosecutor goes on the attack with final arguments. I'm Dennis Bernstein. All this straight ahead on Flashpoints. Stay tuned. And you're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. Well, the Bradley Manning military whistleblower trial resumed today. The U.S. government accusing Bradley Manning of transmitting hundreds of thousands of classified documents to WikiLeaks out of a desire for notoriety and a callous state of mind in which he only cared about himself. That's what the prosecutor said. That would be Major Ashton Fine, the lead prosecutor. He portrayed Manning as an individual motivated to seek fame by indiscriminately releasing massive amounts of U.S. state secrets. Well, we're going to hear a lot about this right now.